Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God.
Lord, I'm Pastor Cynthia Dumas Cook here at Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Today I come before you with the three truths about bearing fruit. In the book of John 15, 4 and 5, it says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I'm going to give you three truths about bearing fruit, because God is bringing the body of Christ into a place of knowledge and wisdom in order for us to prosper and to live a life abundant, so we will know how to live according to the Word of God. Because the Word of God says we shall live after every word that proceeds out of his mouth. But we got to know how to bring that word to a place of manifestation into our very own life. Number one, remain in the vine. Know this, God longs to bring about fruit in our lives. It's all about our attachment and connectedness to him. The idea is that it's a very restful place to be. If we as the branches remain in him as the vine, we draw energy and marrow to produce the fruit he longs to bring about in our lives. It's all about our attachment and our connectedness to him, which can only be through the Word of God. So we must study the Word of God in order to show ourselves approved, correctly dividing the Word of God, so we will know the will of God. Number two, embrace the pruning. Now, this is where a lot of us find it difficult, and because God put us in a place of uncomfortability, a place of pressure in order to prune us. So maybe you're in one of those places where God is refining your character by cutting out a massive tumor of greed or pride, the disease of bitterness, jealousy, anger. Those things that defile us is being stripped back and cut off. God has to cut those things out of our lives so we can become fertile to producing the very fruit. So if God is tearing back in an area that is presently painful, it's only for the bearing of more fruit, for a life of a greater impact for his glory. So let God do his work and have his way in your life. Don't resist. Allow God to do the good work in you. And know what God has started, he is faithful and just to complete. And as we are pruned, the more we begin to possess the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to live a life of abundance. We are to have that authority, that dominion. We'll be able to go forward with the power of our Holy Father. So allow God to have his way. Trust God as he places you on that potter wheel and begins to mold you. Mold you into what he has called you to be. To mold you to do what he calls you to do. Understand that pruning is very vital to producing the fruit. If I have a garden that is full of flowers, and then I have these weeds that come into my garden, I will have to pull those weeds out so they will not choke out the beauty of the flower, so the flower can take its rightful place. And that's what God does with us. He pulls out the weeds. He pulls out the disease of hatred, jealousy, envy, gossip, backbite. He pulls all of that out, that disease out of us, so we can become fertile to produce the fruit. Because once that takes place, now we're at number three. We can expect a harvest. And when Jesus says that if we remain in him, we will bear fruit, that is a promise. Remaining in Jesus means bearing fruit that will last. In other words, as we abide in Christ, we can confidently expect the fruit he will bring about in our life as we stay connected to the vine. So you have to stay connected to the vine. And as we dwell in the vine, let us expect the bearing of fruit, fruit that will last. God said, I will bless you, and my blessings will not add any sorrow. And the word has already spoken that we cannot bear fruit on our own. We have to remain connected to the vine. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So that's why it's very important that we align ourselves and allow God to have his perfect will in our life. Allow him to prune us. Embrace the pruning. Embrace the pruning, no matter how uncomfortable or painful it may be. Because if you're going to ever get to the place of expecting harvest, you will have to go through the process. And as we dwell in the vine, let us expect God to bless you with the fruit of the harvest. The fruit is a sign that we are in a solid relationship with God, and we have been chosen to produce fruit. My God, that's why the word says many are called, but few are chosen. And that's why that we don't see the body of Christ so activated in the manifestation of bearing fruit, because no one wants to go through the pruning process. And there's no other way that you can get to that expected harvest without being pruned. You got to be conditioned for the fruit. You got to be prepared for the fruit. You got to go through the process to have the fruit, fruit that is everlasting. And because when you begin to produce fruit as a chosen one, it will not only be a blessing to your life, but you will be able to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, to where you can reach others and point them in the direction of God. You are created to bear fruit in season and out of season. God said, I created you in season and out of season. We don't have to wait like in the natural. In the natural, trees lose their leaves. Things begin to die as we get into the fall and the winter months. We can see that the colors are changing. Life is changing. And then when the spring comes, they start to revive themselves. And then by the time the summer comes, you can see the health of the trees and of the flowers. Everything began to bloom and look beautiful. But God says that we are to bloom in season and out of season, bear fruit in season and out of season. No matter what the condition is, we should be able to produce, my God. Stay connected to the vine, which is the lover of our very soul. and understand that God has nothing in mind for his people but the very best. When he molded us, he molded us, and he spoke the best in us. So we have to be able to trust the process and remain connected to the vine, not just running to the vine when you have a 911, not just running to the vine out of a situation, but remaining connected to the vine 24/7. I'm with the vine, my God, because I know without the vine I cannot produce. And if God has given me the power and authority to produce in season and out of season, no matter what kind of conflict comes up against me, no matter what kind of situation I find myself, already given me power and dominion to produce the very fruit that I need for that situation. And that's what God is bringing his people to. The church is being elevated. But you got to adhere to God's instruction. You got to allow the Spirit of the Lord to guide you. You got to be willing to be taught and allow God to elevate you into a place of no limit and a place where you can give birth in season and out of season, a place where you can speak those things which are not as though they are, and they shall come forth. A place where you take authority over the enemy, where you make him back up, where you make him close his mouth. You get to a place in a season where you began to speak to diseases and they began to dry up, where you be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed, where you be able to lay hands on the deaf and they shall hear. You be able to speak to the blind, closed eyes, and they shall pop open. And that's the fruit that the body of Christ should be producing. We should be walking in the power and authority of God with manifestation and demonstration. But the church has to remain connected to the vine. When we wander off from the vine and we begin doing things in our own way, when we begin trying to produce things on our own, it does not last. It does not produce. When we begin to do things on our own, when the church disconnects from the vine and begin to carry on their own will, carry on their own doctrine, begin to carry on their own standards, and no longer living by the word of God and holding themselves to the standard of God, it does not bear fruit. They're powerless, and that's why we see so much sickness and death and poverty in the church. That's why we see so much fornication, adultery, backbiting, and gossiping in the church, because you have separated yourself from the vine of God. You need to reconnect with the vine of God and begin to bring in the spirit of holiness once again so you can bear the fruit in season and out of season as God has called you to be. See, God has called his people to be producers. My God, producers, that's what God called us to be in this hour. So stay connected to the vine, which is the lover of your very soul. And know that God loves you, God bless you. Enjoy this season of Christmas with your friends and family. Know, connected to the vine so you can produce the fruit. God bless you.